I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Roommate, how long have you been planning this? Robinson, a bit over a week, I believe. I can get close to it, but there is a squad car parked right by it. I think they already swept that spot, but I don't want to chance it. Robinson again, I'm wishing I had circled back and grabbed it as soon as I got to my vehicle. I'm worried what my old man would do if I didn't bring back Grandpa's rifle. IDEK, if it's had a serial number, but it wouldn't trace to me. I worry about prints. I had to leave it in a bush where I changed outfits. Didn't have the ability or time to bring it with. I might have to abandon it and hope they don't find prints. How the F will I explain losing it to my old man?
That was his biggest concern. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk. How am I going to explain to my old man that I lost Grandpa's rifle after I used it to kill Charlie Kirk? Now, I did that. He did not say it, but that's where we are. That was the Salt Lake City, Utah prosecutor reading some of the communications going back and forth between Tyler Robinson and his transgender roommate, Lance Twiggs. Twiggs has not been charged with a crime, but they're still looking at it because the timing of what he knew and when he knew it and what he did or did not do, that's still suspect in several areas. Judging by that conversation you just heard, he had knowledge that it had not been done, or maybe it was right after and he could have notified authorities. I can start speculating a lot, but let's just say there are a lot of questions, okay? There is no question in the mind of former President Barack Obama, by the way. Oh, yeah, he put his footprint down in this, and he said, basically, you need to blame Trump for this, implying that. He said, extreme views were not in my White House. Really? We will get into that in more detail as we move forward, and he's not the only one stepping out on that limb and claiming, not me, not us. You're either lying, which I say you are, or you're just absolutely, totally clueless, which you could also be. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday for you from 6 to 8 p.m. And with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You leave each hour with more knowledge and information than you had as we began. I make sure that we give you so much information. You can keep a log or journal entry, whatever you want, or even if you can't stay with us all the way through, you can later pull up a podcast. I'll tell you how. But I'll remind you right now that while we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. Very easy. Go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. Larry Connors USA Rumble or Facebook. And then everything goes up as a podcast later, audio and video. Available at News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. Let me give you a preview of what's coming up in our second hour. Dr. Gilda is going to join us again. Fascinating interview subject all the time. And the question being raised is, are feminists leading the actual Marxist movement, that they're in charge? I want to hear her view on that coming up later. And later in this hour, AQSTL. Do you know what that means? Never heard of it, have you? I had neither until the Charlie Kirk shooting. That's Armed Queers of Salt Lake City. Armed Queers of Salt Lake City. And there are questions if the shooter might have been involved with them. And do they have anything, any role to play in any of this? What we do know is they've been actively scrubbing their social media platform. You can't hide it. It's already been there, but they're apparently in the process of doing that. My guest coming up later in this hour will get into more details. I want to go back to some of the comments that Utah District Attorney Jeff Gray was explaining in context of the text messages going back and forth between Tyler Robinson and his lover, his roommate, Lance Twiggs.
The roommate. Police interviewed Robinson's roommate, a biological male who was involved in a romantic relationship with Robinson. The roommate told police that the roommate received messages from Robinson about the shooting, and he did provide those messages to police. On September 10th, 2025, the roommate received a text message from Robinson which said, "Drop what you're doing. Look under my keyboard." The roommate looked under the keyboard and found a note that stated, quote, "I had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk, and I'm going to take it." Police found a photograph of this note. The following text exchange then took place. After reading the note, the roommate responded, "What? You're joking, right? Robinson, I am still okay, my love, but I'm stuck in Orem for a little while longer yet. Shouldn't be long until I can come home, but I gotta grab my rifle still. To be honest, I had hoped to keep this secret till I died of old age. I am sorry to involve you." Roommate, "You weren't the one who did it, right?" Robinson, I am. I'm sorry."
That roommate had previously been kicked out of his own parents' house over issues surrounding substance abuse, gender identity, and a video game addiction. That's according to a relative of the roommate. He'd been living with his grandparents when his father had kicked him out. And he is in the process of transitioning from male to female. And then he was sharing that apartment in Southwest Utah with 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, now accused of assassinating Kirk. We, by everything so far, don't see anything that any additional money went to the accused shooter to carry out any of these acts. But this goes back to something we need to be aware of. There are groups in this community, in our communities, that do want to fund violence. They hide behind different labels. And Vice President Vance said, "We will treat you like a terrorist organization."
If you are encouraging people to commit acts of violence against the United States government or against your fellow Americans, absolutely, you're involved in a terrorist movement. I don't know enough about that particular organization, but what you increasingly see is you see people in the trans community and other members of the far left who are saying they are so threatened by negative rhetoric that they must take arms and attack people. If your movement is telling you to commit acts of violence against people for speaking words that you don't like, number one, you're evil. And number two, you are engaged in a terrorist movement. And that's part of what we have to root out in the White House. And this is very important. I've talked to a lot of people about this. I've talked to, you know, Stephen Miller probably seven times in the past 2 days. We are working very hard to ensure that the funding networks for left-wing violence, that the radicalization networks for left-wing violence, that if you encourage or fund your fellow Americans or anybody else to commit acts of violence because you disagree with political speech, you are going to be treated like a terrorist organization, and we're going to go after you.
And you should be. And that, again, might refer to the armed queers of Salt Lake City. We'll be discussing them in a few moments with my guest. The Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna points out also, if there are foreign governments involved in exploiting our kids on our college campuses or elsewhere, we're coming after you as well.
You know, what we're finding is that what Charlie was fighting, this indoctrination that was taking place on college campuses, these weren't just, you know, liberal professors from the 60s that had been radicalized, right? Like, this is actually a foreign government funded operation. And a lot of these left-wing organizations that have been pushing these violent riots, the targeted campaigns, a lot of the people that have associations with these groups that are calling for assassinations of the president, of conservative commentators, and even of, you know, Charlie's family are tied to these organizations.
And Antifa comes to mind immediately. We saw them in Portland. We saw them through the Black Lives Matter group. We know a lot of money was being poured into them. Who was sending the money? And how do we hold them accountable and responsible? That was actually part of the debates between Trump and Biden back in 2020.
Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem. This is a left-wing. This is a left-wing problem.
White supremacist. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia. That's what his FBI, his FBI director said.
Well, then, you know what? No, we're done, sir. We're moving on to the next. We're moving
on. That's not an idea.
Everybody in your administration tells you the truth has a bad idea.
Can I tell you what?
You have no idea.
Antifa is a dangerous radical.
All right, gentlemen,
group.
We're now.
And Biden saying Antifa was not a real organization. It was an idea. Biden, your idea of an organization was in the streets, burning and feuding with police and law enforcement. The vulgar comments have been made about Charlie Kirk since his death and before, but certainly since then, are very upsetting, but still, quote, free speech. However, Jimmy Kimmel found out your employer can decide you cannot make those comments here.
Jimmy Kimmel seen leaving his studio Wednesday after ABC put Jimmy Kimmel Live on hold indefinitely. Monday, the late night host made this comment about the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk.
We had some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
In response, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, Brendan Carr, a Trump appointee, said this about broadcast networks while on a conservative podcast.
And they have a license granted by us at the FCC, and that comes with it an obligation to operate in the public interest. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel. Or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead.
Soon after, local broadcast groups Sinclair and Nexstar announced they'd preempt Kimmel. Then ABC announced it would pull the host indefinitely.
And I'm not losing any sleep over it. I never bothered watching them anyway. They were no longer late night entertainment. They were political propaganda machines. Johnny Carson had made it very clear. He'd been asked at one point, he said, you're not going to see Jack, Benny, Red Skelton, any of them start taking down political issues. They're to entertain and make people laugh. That's what I do. And whenever there was anything that might poke fun at the existing president, which Carson would do sometimes, he would also poke fun at others. But it was never with malice, and it was never trying to sway an audience. It was never to generate hate, and violence. But then you look at the ladies of The View and the stuff they're doing on there. Joy Behar is, again, one a perfect example. She just often never land.
People involved,
you know,
I feel as though...
Take a deep breath, Joy.
I feel like we're trapped in a bad movie.
Yeah.
Like you've got these incompetent people running the government, and we're like a bunch of sitting ducks. You've got the puppy killer. You've got the Signal Kate guy. What's his name?
Headset. No.
You've got the brain worm. You've got, yeah. I mean, yeah. there's no end to the incompetency that we are experiencing as Americans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So though I can almost not even talk about individual situations like this, because the overall picture and the elephant in the room is that we're screwed.
Well, Alyssa,
an incompetent government now? I never heard her say anything even close to that during the Biden administration. And we're paying for that incompetence even now. But again, Barack Obama, as I said at the beginning of this hour, was being interviewed at the Jefferson Educational Society in Pennsylvania. And he was mourning Kirk's death, saying it was horrific. But he made sure to recite, and according to this writing, and this came from Breitbart, so I'll give you the source every time. I'm not trying to hide it from you. Breitbart is right-leaning. They say that Obama made sure to recite and, quote, I should say in parentheses, inaccurate laundry list of Kirk's more controversial statements, including a false claim that Kirk claimed black women were stupid. He never said that. Obama then said Trump wants to use Kirk's assassination, quote, as a rationale for trying to silence discussion around who we are as a country and what direction we should go. Obama then claimed that he had been in the White House, saying, those extreme views were not in my White House. I wasn't embracing them. I wasn't empowering them. I wasn't putting the weight of this U.S. government behind extremist views. Stop me for 1 second here. Did he not send the Attorney General of our nation to Ferguson to investigate the Michael Brown shooting that involved a police officer and Michael Brown? When do you send the weight of the entire federal government to investigate such a shooting? And when do you basically stand back and let cities burn and marches continue into the night when violence would happen because the legitimate marchers got hijacked by criminals? Keep in mind, Obama also backed the Occupy Wall Street protest and radical Al Sharpton. And he wants to say, but I've been above all this. While he also met with racist, anti-Semite, Jew-hater Louis Farrakhan. And he met with him before he was elected president, and they were trying to keep that picture from ever being shown while he was running for office. But he met with him. Coming up, your education continues, and the question being, who are the armed queers of Salt Lake City? Were they involved in the assassination of Charlie Kirk in any way whatsoever? In any way whatsoever. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Until just the other day, I did not know anything about the AQSLC, the Armed Queers of Salt Lake City. They are a legitimate organization. They had a Facebook posting and all kinds of social media, but they've been really scrubbing it since the death of Charlie Kirk. And, of course, that shooting took place in Utah, Salt Lake City, the capital of it. A man I have as a guest can give us more background details. Seamus Bruner is also director of research at the Government Accountability Institute. By the way, he's got a book out I want to discuss before we wrap up with him. Control Arcs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globus Plot to Dominate Your Life. Seamus, first of all, welcome aboard.
Hey, Larry, it's great to be with you.
So this Armed Queers of Salt Lake City, what do we know about it?
Yeah, so it's not an official organization. It doesn't have a corporate filing. It's much like Antifa in that way. And it's been around for a number of years, about 5 years. It's led by a transgender individual named Ermaya Fanayan. He was born in Iran. He's been involved with all kinds of left-wing causes, with the ACLU, a World Economic Forum entity called the Utah Globalism Global Diplomacy Project, and decided to set up a group that takes transgender or pro-transgender individuals to the gun range, which we're pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights.
Yeah.
And so there's not a problem with that per se, but we have not found a connection directly to the shooter of Charlie Kirk. However, the FBI has announced that the Armed Queers of Salt Lake City is under investigation, potentially in relation to the, well, in relation to the shooting. They haven't said that there is a direct connection or not.
And it is true that they're...
Yesterday, the State Department announced that it would be severing ties because our U.S. taxpayer dollars were going to that Utah global diplomacy project associated with the founder of this group. The State Department's no longer going to be funding that group.
Whoa, help me understand. We were funding Armed Queers of Salt Lake City, or were they funding a group that was above them or had them in their midst? Help me understand that.
Yes, this founder of the Armed Queers of Salt Lake City is affiliated with a number of Democrat projects. It was even working with the DNC at one point. The State Department was not funding the Armed Queers Project. It was funding a other project that touted this transgender founder of the Armed Queers.
But it was under the umbrella of what the State Department was funding.
Yes, sir.
You said that there's no clear connection at this point to Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk. But I did see and hear, and you have to verify for me, they did have a big social media presence, but they've been wiping it out and trying to basically scrub their sites. Is that correct?
That's right. That's what got us interested even before the FBI started investigating them, was immediately following the same day as Kirk's assassination, this group started deleting all their social profiles. And so we've got a couple of tools. I lost you there for a second.
Oh, now we got you back. Tools.
Yep. We got tools for digging up the social medias and all the scrub stuff. So we took screenshots and made archives of all the stuff they were scrubbing.
All right. Well, they also pointed out that they, you know, they talk about transgender ideology and connect it to Marxist infiltration, trips to Cuba that apparently never were explained, money traced with the operatives all the way to Beijing. I mean, the group itself has to, I'm surprised it's just been sitting there all this time.
It's a shocking number of left-wing Marxist groups in this country. This Armed Queers of Salt Lake City went to Cuba to get Marxist training on revolutions. And the group in Cuba that, well, there's a number of them, but the group that they were affiliated there, there's the Venceremos Brigade, the Mayday Brigade, and a few other entities in Cuba are bankrolled and backed by an individual named Neville Roy Singham. Now, my colleague Peter Schweitzer has exposed Neville Roy Singham as a CCP agent or a CCP operative. He lives in Shanghai, and he has been fomenting unrest in the United States for years, whether Black Lives Matter, the anti-ICE riots in Los Angeles, and some of the pro-Hamas demonstrations in New York City.
Well, the other thing is, even if there's no direct tie to Tyler Robinson, I don't know if he knew of them or not. I don't know if he had any contact. I haven't seen anything to that effect. I don't know if you have. But if we know they're there and they're fomenting a hate and they're going to the gun range exercising their Second Amendment right, they could say for protection, that's acceptable. But are they any indication they were going there to target and make sure they were good sharpshooters, marksmen?
Yeah, well, I see that all of their, literature and their merchandise, it's all long guns, which, of course, long guns are fine. But if it's for self-defense, you'd think there'd be some more pistol training.
Yeah.
And less rifle and long gun training. You know, if they're thinking that they're going to be targeted in the city, you're not bringing your rifle with you.
We want to be very careful, obviously, that we don't get wrapped up in the conspiracy-type theories that are going around. But in your mind, and based on what you've seen and so forth, do you have any doubt that they might have had, whether directly, influence on Tyler Robinson, but some that might be around him? In other words, he was aware of them?
Well, here's what I know. They should be investigated regardless of the Tyler Robinson killing of Charlie Kirk. There's, again, no evidence other than the fact that you have to be a decent shot to take a long shot like that. But that's not evidence of anything. The point about the armed queers is that they have been affiliated with another group. They did trainings with the John Brown Gun Club of Elm Fork. And one of those members was found to have shot an ICE agent down in Texas. So their affiliates have committed criminal violence, tried to murder an ICE agent in Texas. And even if you separate this from the Tyler Robinson killing of Charlie Kirk, this group needs to be investigated and possibly brought to justice because they're talking about revolution, which seems like a conspiracy of the against the United States.
And hiding behind the Second Amendment in the process. I want to talk about your book briefly. Call it Controlling Arcs. I probably misstated it. Controlling Arcs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Secret Deals, and the globalist plot to decimate, or rather to dominate our life, although I'd say decimate as well. Fill me in a bit.
Yes, sir. So thank you, Larry. My book, Controligarchs, it's the word control plus the word oligarchs. It's a term I made up. These are the oligarchs who want to control your life. It exposes George Soros, his son, Alex Soros, who is the heir apparent to the Soros dark money empire. A lot of these billionaire left-wing foundations that are funding the chaos, like Antifa and the anti-ICE riots and the stuff like that. It's got also Bill Gates, the World Economic Forum founder, Klaus Schwab, and he's going to be taken over by BlackRock head Larry Fink, the whole chapter on BlackRock and digital ID, central bank digital currencies, this kind of techno future, this dystopian future that they've got planned for us, where it's really like anarcho-tyranny, where you have groups like Antifa who are allowed to run amok, hopefully not for long, funded by billionaires, and then anybody who protests gets censored or canceled or shut down. You know, things look like they're going in the right direction under this administration, but these guys are very powerful, powerful and rich enough to bide their time until a new administration. So it's a very important read.
All right. Again, I want to thank you for your time. Seamus Bruner, and the director of research at the Government Accountability Institute. Again, the book, just look, Controlarchy. I apologize for stumbling over it, sir. I like it. I like your word. I'm just stumbling on it. I apologize.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it's oligarchs, controligarchs.
I got it. Thank you very much, Seamus. I appreciate
it. All right.
Coming up, just when you thought the left was all about making sure that you understood that there are two genders and yet they're not, here comes a member of Congress complaining because women, to go into the FBI, have to do a pull-up, and she's claiming they're not capable. These people are once again eating their tail.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I can tell you how to get a free quick quiz to see how artificial intelligence can boost your company's potential. You go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. St. Louis Business Magazine listing PRI as one of the leading IT companies, and PRI has its own AI lab to develop what your business needs. priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Hey, looking for windows that solve your problems and actually add value to your home? Renewal by Anderson. Anderson products increase your home value by at least 15%. Right now, get $329 off every window, $729 off every patio or entry door, and ask about our zero interest plan for 3 years. Renewal by Anderson, the full-service replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted for more than 122 years. Renewal by Anderson has FiberX frames, 20% stronger than vinyl, built to last. It's why we have more 5-star reviews than anyone in St. Louis. And only Renewal by Anderson backs it up with the nation's best warranty. Schedule your complimentary consultation, rbastl.com, or call 877-WINDOWS, 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson, superior products, exceptional service.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan. It means that you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Jesse got trapped in a coal mine, digging in the dark black pearl. Jesse got trapped in a coal mine, never did marry his girl. There ain't nowhere and there ain't no light, and there ain't nowhere to make it out alive. His wedding was planned for the 5th of July, but Jesse got trapped in a coal mine and never did marry his girl.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
One question I had is, that you are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups, which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
so
are being appropriately assessed.
So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing anyway, one pull-up Mr. is not harsh, and there are always medical exemptions to that.
Oh, my God. There you have it. There you have it fully exposed. Democrat Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii questioning Kash Patel. We think that you're being too harsh on the women. We want more women in the FBI, but you're requiring them to do a pull-up. Are you requiring them to do a pull-up? And they're not capable of doing that. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I thought they were fully equal in ability to do everything. And yes, there are women that can do not one, but numerous in the military and the FBI. And even in high school. But suddenly this gender separation thing and proclaiming that, you know, girls should be treated like men and men should just have to deal with it, let the girls deal with a man transgender in their sport. Now suddenly you have a Democrat senator upset because women might have to be capable of doing a pull-up. Now, I didn't hear that wrong. I know I didn't hear it wrong. Let's listen to it again, though.
One question I had is that you are now requiring applicants to be able to do a certain kind of pull-ups, which a lot of women cannot because of physiological differences. Are you requiring... these kinds of pull-ups?
There are differences. Huh?
We are requiring a physical program at BFTC at Quantico because FBI agents carrying guns in the field have to chase down bad guys and do really hard work. The physical fitness standards of those agents
so
are being appropriately assessed.
So are you requiring these kinds of pull-ups?
We are requiring everybody to pass the 1811 standards at BFTC. If you want to chase down a bad guy and put him in handcuffs, you better be able to do a pull-up.
The reason I ask is that there are concerns about whether or not being able to do these kinds of harsh pull-ups is really required of FBI agents.
Doing one pull-up is not harsh, and there are always medical exemptions to that.
It's not harsh to have them do that. And if they're physically unable, not because of gender, but because of something else, then they take that into account. You know what we called women Marines? BAMs, badass Marine. And those women could do numerous pull-ups, sometimes more than the men. And there are many women out there that can do numerous pull-ups as well. I'm not sure how many I could do nowadays. I'll be the first to admit that. But now suddenly, well, that's unfair to women that you had them do the same qualification as the men. Well, there you have just acknowledged there's a difference in sexes. Is that right? A difference in genders? Yes, Larry, you're correct in your question. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, at the same time, you've got transgenders going into sports. Peyton McNabb in a volleyball tournament spiked by a transgender opponent, knocking her unconscious, leaving her with a traumatic brain injury. UN Women, that's a group inside the UN, still aggressively promoting transgender agenda, even named a biological male as the UK champion for women's rights. They wanted you to believe that women are the same and equal and better, and that transgenders can compete with them as well, and the women should be able to manage that. And yet here's the Hawaii senator saying, well, these might be too hard for some women. It might be too hard for some men. There will be some men that won't pass it. They are so convoluted in their thinking. As I said earlier, they are like a snake that begins to eat its own tail. It doesn't realize what it's doing. Oh my gosh, I'm destroying my very principle I stand on. Speaking of principles and someone who does not have them, former Secretary of State Hillary Benghazi Clinton. She posted a picture supporting the American Federation of Teachers Chief Randy Weingarten's new book, who suggested her political opponents are fascist. And Clinton posted on this picture, congratulations to my friend on why fascists fear teachers. From banning books to controlling curriculum, authoritarians go after public education because it's a cornerstone of democracy. Not the way it's been doing in our schools. It's not education, it's indoctrination. But she says, Randy's new book is a critical read for this moment. You know what she meant by this moment? Because with the assassination of Charlie Kirk, we've got these fascists out there that we need to deal with. She didn't say that directly about Charlie, but that's the implication. Yesterday, I did an extended deep dive for you on what fascism is. I'm going to gloss over it a little bit here today, and I'm not going to spend as much time on it. If you go to Google and use AI, their artificial intelligence search, what is fascism? Here are the opening words. Fascism is a far right. It doesn't have to be identified as far right. Not when I read the rest of what it explains. But they intentionally put that in there to fit the narrative the left wants to push upon Trump and anyone who's conservative. Fascism is a far right, authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology defined by a dictatorial leader, the forceful suppression of opposition, the prioritization of national interest over individual rights. It's most famously associated with Benito Mussolini's Italy and Adolf Hitler's Germany. And then they began to talk about, deep down in the discussion, they acknowledge that fascists and fascism all rely on this, but they talk about things like dictators. That would be like China and Russia, North Korea. forceful suppression of opposition, as what the Biden administration was doing to parents who showed up at PTA meetings complaining about, why are you indoctrinating our children instead of educating? Putting national interest over individual rights, as the Biden administration was doing. If the AI, artificial intelligence, had been legitimately trying to give you an answer, it would have stricken those two words far right. It could have said, fascism is an authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology. I would have no issue with that. That's true. But they want you to believe it's a creation of the far right. And, of course, Hitler. Which brings you right back to Donald Trump, which is what they're after anyway, right? Reference Clinton choosing to promote this new book, Why Fascists Fear Teachers. It is entirely meant to go after Trump and MAGA people. You understand that. I understand it. And she knows it too. But they've got these limp minds following, and that, give me more Jell-O and I'm happy. Matt Whitlock on X posted, it's been 1 week since Charlie Kirk was murdered by a lunatic who wrote about fascists on shell casings. Now, Randy Weingarten has a new book arguing everyone who disagrees with her views on public education, which had destroyed public education in America, is a fascist. He nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. I want to close out this hour with something involving Charlie and his wife, Erica. They did an interview one time together. One of the questions, which of you is more conservative? You'll want to hear this story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
My wife joins us, Erica Kirk.
Hi,
the beautiful,
everyone.
Legendary Erica.
I love you so much.
I love you.
You're my best friend.
Welcome to the Charlie Kirk Show. We have asked the audience for questions. You pick one.
Who is more conservative and why?
Erica.
Yes.
By far. Not even close. I am a moderate compared to Erica.
Andrew always jokes that once you got married to me, you got more based.
That's true. That is true. No, Erica is very conservative. Do you think having kids made you more conservative?
100%. Which I didn't think was possible. But 100%. Absolutely.
And
a better wife.
Mm-hmm.
That exchange between a couple that loved each other. I know there's some that are probably listening out there mocking it. There'd been another clip I'd seen with Charlie and Erica talking about when they first met. She was going into Turning Point USA, see about getting a job. Charlie admits that when he saw her come in, he said, who is that? Find out who that is for me. And then he did a sit-down with her, and she thought it was to be a job interview. What he was really doing is trying to understand really more about her, and obviously in trance with her beauty. He's boy meets girl. Typical story, regardless of your politics. And they said, after they had this meeting, what she thought was an interview, he said, I'm not going to hire you. I want to date you. She said, what? I thought I was for it. No, I want to date you. So she called her parents and told her. They asked, well, how did the interview go? She said, I didn't get the job, but I maybe have a new boyfriend. And then he continued to romance her and go out with other couples. And share more of himself and what he thought and hear what she thought. She's got the memories. But at night, except for the kids if they crawl in bed with her, it's a lonely night. Even though you hold the faith in God, it's a lonely night for a spouse left behind after losing their loved partner. Keep them in your prayers, will you? And pray for those that are going out trying to carry the Turning Point USA to the next level. They're getting so many coming forward wanting to be part of it and to join it. Make it bigger. But as I told you yesterday, in fact, I ran a commentary today that as they set up their booths in Georgia at one point, some are mocking them, one even coming forward to mock like he was shot in the neck like Charlie Kirk. He thinks it's funny. You don't have to like Charlie Kirk. You can have differences with him. That was the whole idea. But he did put you to the test. Can you defend your beliefs? Coming up in our next hour, we see Mondani pushing Marxism for New York City, but there's a new question. Are feminists really running the Marxist movement right now? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Question, are you looking to unlock the full potential of artificial intelligence for your business? I want you to meet my friends at PRI Global, named by the St. Louis Business Journal as a leading IT consulting firm. 25 years helping local and worldwide companies. PRI Global has a free survey to determine where your company stands in your AI journey. You simply go to priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai. And I also have a phone number, so get ready to copy that number. And I'll remind you that PRI Global has its own AI lab, creating, adapting, developing, pushing the boundaries for what AI can do for you. Here's the number, 636-689-0545. 636-689-0545. Or visit priglobal.ai, priglobal.ai.
This is News Talk STL.